Essentially, we're a prisoner of the economy because we're an agency business. You know, we can only distribute the products that we have the agencies for in this market. So we're very dependent on you know, the market performing. And as you heard from the presentation, our principal markets are mining and the local manufacturing industry. So we rely on them to grow. And at the moment, they're not growing. In fact, over the last 18 months, they've shrunk quite a bit. So, you know, if we want to grow our earnings within Hudeco, the only way that we can do that, you know, outside of waiting for our customers to grow, is to acquire other businesses. And so that's the reason why we've beefed up our acquisition team at the beginning of the year. And we've given them, you know, the firepower now, I think, to, you know, to achieve some considerable successes. They've got money, and we've got people in that team. And as you've seen, we've just announced our first success. Well, we're going to follow our customers. Yeah. You know, I've just said to you that our major customers are in mining and manufacturing, so where they go.
Okay.
And that's what you find, is they're going into the, you know, the copper belt in Zambia.
Yeah.
They're mining platinum on the in Zimbabwe. They're going to be mining cobalt and so on in the Congo, gold in Tanzania. We're following them. We're selling them diesel engines and bearings and power transmission equipment. Well, the biggest challenge is we don't expect the economy to grow.
Okay.
So we think that volume sales are probably not going to change much. In fact, you know, as I said during the presentation, I hope that they're not going to go down. I hope that we're not in, you know, facing a double dip.
Yeah.
So the biggest challenge we've got is that volume sales are not performing, and I think are unlikely to perform for the next 18 months, because you know, we need the demand from the rest of the world for platinum, coal, and iron ore, and so on. And we've got some other constraints, you know, in South Africa.
Mm.
Which we've got to overcome, like, you know, transport to the coast, in particular for coal and iron ore. And we've got some mineral rights, you know, arguments going on in connection with iron ore and perhaps some other things. Nationalization of mines is now back on the agenda, I see. So, you know, we've got our own problems here. And I would guess that it's going to take, you know, some time to sort all of that out and get mining companies back investing in mining.